AP News, I'm Paya Panjwani. The U.S. Justice Department has agreed to pay approximately $100 million to settle claims with about 100 people who say they were sexually assaulted by sports doctor Larry Nassar. That's according to a source who spoke to the Associated Press today with direct knowledge of the negotiations. The hush money criminal trial of Donald Trump continues with jury selection after picking seven people on Tuesday and then taking Wednesday off. AP correspondent Julie Walker reports.
The process of picking a jury is a critical phase of any criminal trial, but especially so when the defendant is a former president and the presumptive Republican nominee. In court, prospective jurors who remain anonymous to the public and press have been grilled on their social media posts, personal lives, and political views as the lawyers and the judge search for biases that would prevent them from being impartial.
At a meeting with family members of Japanese abducted by North Korea, U.S. Ambassador to the United Nations, Linda Thomas-Greenfield, said the U.S. is pressing for a resolution that would allow for the reuniting of families.
Let me assure you that this commitment is not dependent on any political party or administration, but it is rooted in the deeply rooted bonds between our countries and our people.
In remarks, Senate Minority Leader Mitch McConnell says the Senate has essentially ignored the House's impeachment of Homeland Security Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas.
It doesn't make any difference whether our friends on the other side thought he should have been impeached or not. He was. And by doing what we just did, we have in effect ignored the directions of the House, which were to have a trial. They had no evidence, no procedure.
This is AP News. A Toronto Raptors forward has been barred from playing in the NBA as a result of a sports betting scandal.
Jonte Porter has been banned for life from the NBA after a league probe found he disclosed confidential information to sports bettors and bet on games. The league said Porter gave a better information about his own health status prior to Toronto's game on March 20th. The league said an NBA bettor placed an $80,000 bet that Porter would not hit numbers set for him in parlays through an online sportsbook. The bet, which was frozen and not paid out, would have won $1.1 million. The 24-year-old forward averaged 3.7 points and 2.6 rebounds in 37 NBA games. I'm Gethin Kulbaugh.
At a news conference, House Speaker Mike Johnson says the new foreign aid bills are better than what was proposed before.
We've taken the House supplemental or the Senate supplemental, and we've made it into our own. It's an improvement in the process, an improvement in the policy.
I'm Haya Panjwani, AP News.